morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the 21st day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. This is our AM presentation because, as you are well accustomed to right now, we come to you twice every blessed day, in the morning and also in the evening, with the time now standing at 4 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning in London and also in this very beloved and sceptered Biafra land. We welcome you to our program. We encourage you to please go to your satellite because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. We ask you to direct people to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If you know how you are this very moment receiving Radio Biafra, it is your duty, it is your unique honor to inform those around you to do the same. It is a noble task incumbent upon each and every one of us to continue the propagation of this very message. You will tell all that you come into contact with about the existence of your beloved country, Biafra. You will tell them about the efforts we are making to remove this kingdom of God upon the face of the earth from the clutches of iniquity and that of darkness. You will go forth to proclaim with every certainty that Chukwu Abiama is God, and in so doing, only He, Chukwu Abiama, will greatly reward us. We ask you this very morning to also remember that you can listen to Radio Biafra via TuneIn app, TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn.com. If you go to RadioForest.net, if you also go to BiafraRestoration.com, if you go to VoiceOfBiafra.com, if you also go to IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org, PeopleOfBiafra.org, BiafraTelevision.co. If you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app on your phone, we are the only people with our own bespoke app. You will be able to also listen to Radio Biafra wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing. We are welcoming you. We are making it known to all and sundry that this is the only legitimate voice projecting the wishes, the hopes, the aspirations of the wonderful people of Biafra to the ends of the earth, that we are here to speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We are here to guide, to direct, to shape the understanding of the children of God who are about to inherit this very kingdom. We are here to ensure the propagation, the ceaseless dissemination of accurate, timely, and exciting information that will equip our people with the requisite knowledge, the understanding, the grace, and the wisdom to be able to go forth to embrace what is rightfully theirs. And that thing is to usher in the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are also here to ensure that where there is hopelessness, that we restore hope. Where there is despair, that we bring about good fortune. Where there is ignorance, we bring about knowledge. Where there is lack, we make sure bombings and the killing going on in that hellhole created by the British is brought to an end, with only the existence of Biafra as an independent entity, will all the atrocities and abominations currently going on be averted. We are the only people that can restore hope. Biafra is the only entity that will remove all the pains, the anguish that people are currently going through in that abomination called Nigeria. We are the only people that will ensure that there is no more despair. We are here to ensure also that those of us unfortunate enough to find ourselves in that very abominable contraption, those who have been rendered economically destitute, deported from Lagos by Yoruba people, those of us being bombed by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Islam, those of them offered up as lamb to the slaughter by the British, that we are here to ensure that your continued disenfranchisement, that your continued marginalization is brought to an abrupt end. The only thing that will see to that is the existence of the very glorious entity, that very kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, the unadulterated, the uncompromising, full and total sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are not going to retreat from this very noble quest. We are not going to surrender it. We are here to do what is right before God and before man. We are here to ensure that as long as we maintain our incorruptibility, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is no way that Biafra will not come, because Chukwu Abiama is a just God. Chukwu Abiama is just. He that sees the hearts of men when mere mortals cannot. That is why we offer every praise and every adoration to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why every honor will belong to him. That is why every glory. That is why every uplifting of name. That is why every worship. That is why every prayer we conclude in his righteous name. Then we know that for this and no other reason, that Chukwu Abiama will be merciful upon his children. Therefore, we offer our prayers to the good Lord this very morning to ask him to come, as always, to pilot our affairs, to protect and guide all Biafran families all over the world and friends of Biafra, men and women of goodwill, for us to go forth to continue the ceaseless dissemination of this very message. Our relentlessness is our banner. We march forward with it, gloriously seeking what is right, gloriously doing the things that we are supposed to do, and that is where Biafra is going to come. We work very hard, for goodness sake. We work extremely hard, morning, noon, and night, to ensure that this God's kingdom upon this very earth comes to fruition as quickly as possible, that the death, the mayhem, the pain, and the suffering, the misery of the poor average people are quickly removed. We welcome you wherever you are. We are in a place and in a location we are not at liberty to please disclose, but we can tell you that the time here now is 11 and a half minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning, and we have two numbers with which you can contact Radio Biafra during our live interactive session. Our Skype line is also open. We encourage you to avail yourself of that as well. There are two numbers here. They are not the normal Radio Biafra studio number in London. It is slightly different, although this same number is a United Kingdom number, but we can take your calls wherever we are upon the face of the earth in over 190 countries and counting. Therefore, I encourage you to save this very number. Don't discard it. Save this number. It is critical. It is key. It is a UK number. It is a British number. You must have it handy, please. It allows us to roam the world, because normally when you call us, we incur huge expense, but this time around, it is not so. This very number is, welcome back, wonderful people. Please, sorry about that. There was a slight interruption. The phone was going on and we had to try as much as we can to try and turn it off. Thank you very much and we welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we are making sure that we continue to do what is right before God and before man. And that is what we are here to do. As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, please, the telephone number to call if you wish to join us is +44 793 769 8758. I repeat, +44 793 0044-7937698-758. +233 is also another number, 0023-549-354-543. +233-549-354-543. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We continue to welcome you. We continue to remind everybody listening, please, that Radio Biafra is on satellite, that Radio Biafra can be received or heard through www.radiobiafra.co. We are on Facebook. Simply go into Facebook and search for Radio Biafra London. We are the largest of its kind anywhere in the world, the largest collection of people in one place discussing one very topic. That very issue is Biafra, how we are going to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. And lo and behold, we are going to do it. We welcome you. As soon as the very eminent barrister is able to join us, I shall, of course, bring him to you. We are making it known to all listening that Radio Biafra studio number is +44793-769-8758. And our Skype this morning is only one. Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and then 1. Please, the figure 1. All one word in lower casing. If you go there, you will be able to join us. People listening, those of you listening, please, I am announcing it that we are presenting or taking our calls via Skype through Radio Biafra 1 this very morning, the morning of the 21st day of August in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is approximately 7:15 a.m. here in the morning, and we must go on to present to you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, please. Anybody listening, Karomonde, Uchemefo, Chukwudi, your former engineer, Irania, anybody at all listening, please. I ask you to advertise this number, put it on Facebook that people may know this very number, please. Chukwudi Digwe, who does our live commentary on Facebook, please also take note. Also, Sylvia Chinwe, if you are listening, please also take note. The number to place there for people to call for those who do not have it or may be finding it difficult to get hold of this number is +44-793-769-8758. I repeat, +44-793-769-8758. We continue our program this very morning. We continue to do it justly before God and before man. We are reporting today. The barrister has come to join me, as I expected him to. Before we go on to bring the news headlines, let me first of all defer to him. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good morning.
Good morning. As you all may know by now, when barrister speaks, we all understand who is talking. I asked him to come and the barrister came. We welcome him, and I will also ask him to please welcome all of you, regardless of where you are today. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good morning. You are the Alpha and Omega of Radio Biafra. Thank you, as always. You wake us up, we join you, we discuss about the restoration of Biafra. Good morning, fellow Biafras, wherever you are. We are coming to you AM, PM, daily. And we are happy that we do so, because we are excited, we are fired up to go and get Biafra for the people of Biafra. It's an honor that you hear from us every day. We appreciate you. We love all of you. We thank you for all your support, for all the assistance you are giving to Radio Biafra and to the entire people of indigenous people of Biafra. We thank you. We ask you, wherever you are, to join us. Bring your opinion, your ideas on how to restore our beloved nation, Biafra. We're happy. Once again, I ask you to remain resolute, remain us, and bring all you could to restore Biafra. And please, turn off your listening devices once you hear that you're being spoken to, so that we can have some meaningful conversations on how to restore our nation. Good morning to all of you. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Very unmistakable, very direct, very precise, and exceptionally concise. That is the voice of the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined me very kindly from London. The barrister woke up, found time between his very busy schedule as an attorney to be able to join us. We are grateful to him for the work he's doing for his country. Very, very grateful. Not very many people. Some people go and do other types of jobs and they come back and say we cannot do anything else for our country. The barrister is an attorney at law, yet he finds time between going to the court, juggling his cases, to be able to serve his country with such diligence. We must commend him for it. Not many of us can do what he is doing. Not many of us can. I cannot juggle many cases the way he does and still be able to find time to serve my country. That takes will. That takes courage. What I mean by will is that it takes willpower. It takes courage. It takes dedication. It takes sacrifice to be able to accomplish this. We are forever grateful to him for all he has done for his country, for all he has continued to do for his country, and for all he will continue to do for his country. We welcome him. We acknowledge him. Thank you for that, barrister. And he will remain with us. The barrister will call us anytime that we require him, please. Anytime we require him, the barrister shall come back to us. This is Radio Biafra. We start this very morning by giving you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, live transmission. This is our AM edition. We come to you twice every blessed day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Every blessed day we come to you. The barrister is going to remain with me. Barrister will stay with me for the duration of this very program. We are going forth, therefore, to go and bring to you this morning that we are continuing our series on the formation of the Zoological Republic by the damnable, the very evil man himself, Frederick Lugard, who is a Scottish man sent by the British, sent by a mere company to come to enslave, to pillage, to loot, to render asunder what Chukwu Abiyama has put together. We are here continuing that very series. Today is our series number 7. We are also reporting that Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram militants overrun prestigious mobile police training college in Gwoza. They said they are very strong. One minute they tell us that Boko Haram is under retreat. The next minute Boko Haram is attacking them ferociously. Only if our people had brain. Only if our people can reason to understand that now is the time to leave the zoo. Now that the battle is raging in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, now is the time to leave. But we are not going to leave with nothing. What we need to do is to go and acquire these weapons we are looking for. Go and get us these weapons. That is all we want. And we do the rest. Now is the time to set Biafra land free. Now that the army of darkness, the army of the zoo, the army of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is engaged in very fierce encounter with those representing devil on this very earth. Now is the time for us to go. Only if our people can have the vision. Sometimes when people pray, please, ask Chukwu Abiyama to give our people the understanding, the brain, the common sense to see that we need these weapons and to give it to us. Please, God, we are begging you, go into the hearts of your children, go into their brain and let them see what we can see. That now is the best time for us to strike. Now, this very precise moment, not tomorrow, not day after. Very, very important, please, that we may go from this hellhole that Lugard put us into. Police training college is overrun. They call it prestigious. That is all they have. Police training college, mobile police. That is all they have. Everything is force, force, force. Everything is arms, arms, arms. They call it security. I call it stupidity. You don't get security by flooding your society with guns. That is not how you get security. You get security by providing opportunities for people, by making sure the infrastructure is developed, by making sure that those who are charged with running the affairs of the people do so justly, with their hands very clean. That is why we are successful here. That is why I remember in 2009 when I was kidnapped by Wazirike and his henchmen, a man rang me from Calabar and said to me that I should not fight this very animal, that God is going to disgrace and reveal who he is. And the culmination of that was last night. The same people that came to kidnap me, four of them have been shot dead. The same people. Isn't it very ironic? Shot dead by their own people, not me. God knows, not me. I will not shed the blood of a Biafran on Biafran soil. It's impossible. I won't do that. Because I'm a child of God, because I understand the traditions of our people. You do that and you soil the land, and the blessing of Chukwu Abiyama will leave you. We know what we are doing. Trust me, and Chukwu Abiyama is fighting this same battle for us. All the obstacles to Biafra have now been eliminated. I told you that the last roadblock has been removed because Chukwu Abiyama has seen our hearts and he has come to the conclusion that we can be trusted. And that is why we are marching forward relentlessly, not stopping, in order to ensure that we get this thing done and done very quickly. Now is the time to strike. We continue. The criminal empire built by Owasrike claiming that they're fighting for Biafra is crumbling as four dead. Masop commanders battle with Owasrike. The same commanders, they at least they're honorable men. They are honorable men. I had a meeting with them. They told me that they will bring this man down. I shouldn't bother myself. We shouldn't worry that IPOB should not be concerned about it, that they themselves will do it. Now, these same people who are battling on the ground, they need our help. They need our support. We need arms to go in as quickly as possible for us to conclude this very phase two that we are on right now. Phase two have actually commenced in earnest, and we must be able to try and wrap this thing up. The only thing we need to conclude it are weapons in order for us to go and meet our enemies and drive away those who, through them, Hausa Fulani have managed to come to implant their very dangerous Islamic ideology in the hearts of the children of God. Owasrike's criminal empire has crumbled, more or less, because four people are dead and they will continue to die until all of them are gone, until vulture eats Owasrike's corpse. I told you that. Write it down. It is going to happen. New delegate, Yosia. And that is going to happen very, very soon. The scam of the Chibok girls is continuing unabated. And they are saying that Britain is to send three tornado planes. Britain to send three tornado planes. Defense headquarters is now claiming that fake soldiers granted interview to BBC. Fake soldiers. Of course, the zoo is fake. Nigeria is fake, isn't it? You have fake generals. Fake rare vice admirals or rare admiral. An admiral is in Sokoto. In Navy headquarters in Sokoto, in a desert. I would have thought that Navy headquarters was in the sea, but here Navy headquarters is in Sokoto, in a desert, in an arid area, no water in sight, nothing whatsoever, and they have Navy headquarters in Sokoto. Amazing. Very, very amazing. They're saying now that the defense headquarters is putting out this very news that a fake soldier, that's what they do. Instead of them to confront the truth, they go with subterfuge, they go with deception. But we are here to expose them. Anything that happens in the zoo that they do not want you to hear about, we bring it to you here on Radio Biafra. We analyze the news in such a way that it makes sense to all of you. And now the news in greater detail. We continue our expose. I wasn't able to bring it yesterday, and here we continue today. We have left today, this is from Lugard to the Royal Niger Company, those of them responsible for setting up the Zoological Republic. Here we continue. We have today left, but there is now no chance of it. I would greatly have liked to go out shooting this morning, but refrained, lest the king's message might come in my absence. Instead of this, a message was returned by Joseph, whom I had sent to ask if the letter was ready, to say that before writing it, he wished to see us again, that today he had some ceremonies to perform in the vicinity of my camp near the river about 2 p.m. and later in the evening we would see. By and by, another message came to ask me to take my tent away as his horses must be tethered on the spot. So I had to pack up, strike my tent and move to Watt's house in close tandem. Heaven knows what this means. Later again, a message came to ask for spirits and he was making holiday. Though he well knows they are prohibited, I replied we had not a drop, public or private. I asked Watts if all this is the customary procedure. He says it is, and that when he goes to Bida, he prepares to wait 10 days. Some of you know where Bida is, don't you? We are talking about Beda now, how Beda became part of the zoo. Beda King, at least, some of them had common sense. They asked Lugard to pack up his tent and go. And he did. Anything they asked him to do, he would do. You know the British, that's how they operate. You see them, you say, oh, how, hey, aren't they very gentle? They are very daft. They don't know anything. You don't know that these are the devil incarnate. You don't know them. Now you're about to find out. This is how the zoo was made, the Zoological Republic. This was how it was created. What we are trying to prove through this series, ably provided by Chukwudi Ifeoma from Australia, is to prove to the world that God did not create Nigeria. God never did. Not Chukwu Abiyama, God forbid. It was created by one man, Freddy Lugard. This is how it was formed. This is how it was created. We continue. I asked Walsh if all the customary procedure is correct. He says it is, and that when he goes to Beda, he prepares to wait 10 days. I asked if McDonald was treated like this, for he came as a government official and put on full uniform with ferryman as a lieutenant and hundreds of porters carrying every conceivable luxury and with large presents. Watts replied that Beda refused to see him in a hurry. Thereupon, M said he would go and would not give him his present. Beda replied he would keep the present, for he did not want it. McDonald sent the present and left. The king of Yola was even worse and refused to see McDonald at all. Is it making sense to you people now? These are the names of your kingdoms in Beda, in Yola. People, there are kings. They came with their spirits and their presence and their gifts. And most of these kings rejected them completely. I wish some of us can be like these people. The kings said no. If you go to the picture that is on my Facebook, I think it's the page, you will see the heads of all these kings that said no. They see how they are behaving, pretending that they are very nice, they have come in peace. No, they have not. Because later on, most of these kings paid with their lives and their heads were cut off by the British. It is here. We are making it very clear and known to all of you. This is the same man that Jonathan gave an award to. When we castigate Jonathan, people don't understand the reason why we do it. Jonathan is a fool. Jonathan does not understand history. Jonathan is ignorant of facts. He doesn't know anything. Anybody with any shred of common sense, there is no way you could have given Lugard an award. Never, ever, ever, centenary award. You cannot do that. That shows the depth of your stupidity and ignorance. Jonathan is indeed a fool. A very big fool for that matter. Amazing. The kings are saying no. The king of Beda, the king of Yola, said, I said them, there was a man that came that was representing Britain, that came as a government official. This Lugard that formed the zoo did not come as an official of the British government. He came as a mercenary. He came working for a company. A company called Royal Niger Company hired him to go and collect gold, to go and get rubber, to go and get gum tree, to go and get shea butter from the present day Zoological Republic, to go and steal things that they didn't have, to go and to colonize them, to pillage, to loot everything they had in sight. That's why they came. It is a company. Royal Niger Company, from whence the name, the useless, contemptible name Nigeria came from. We continue. I don't see my way dearly in this business I have undertaken. Lugard is telling you that he undertook a business. He did not come to serve God. He came to do business. These are his own words. I have come to do business. I don't see my way dearly in this business I have undertaken. I am altogether the wrong man. The intrepid French explorers who have succeeded in penetrating these countries with a handful of men and no goods or rifles and have brought back packets of treaties are roundly accused here of never having translated the real contents of these treaties. Facts seem to point to this conclusion. To secure a treaty with Sokoto, Sokoto was a separate caliphate. I hope you people are listening. Sokoto was different, never part of any Nigeria, but an entire entity on its own. We continue. Facts seem to point to this conclusion. To secure a treaty with Sokoto, Thompson spent £500. They were bribed at Sokoto. It is not today that the Hausa people started taking money. Even then, when £500 could have bought you an entire country, they used £500 to give to the Sultan of Sokoto, to buy Sokoto Treaty, to buy them to say that yes, the British will be our Lord and our Savior. £500. Do you see why Hausa people love money? Do you see why Hausa people so much love money? It didn't start today. The British corrupted them. It was the British that made them to love money. It started from then. The British paid them £500 to take over Sokoto. MacDonald's futile trip to Bida, when he was never received by the king at all, cost £80. Do you see that Hausa Fulani, in fact, Fulani people were the first to give in to the British? Is the pattern now becoming very clear? But Bida said no. Yola said no. They said no to the British. But it is a Fulani that said yes. Give us £500. We give you our land, anything you want. That was, people are now beginning to understand the pattern. Why Britain loves Hausa Fulani so much. It is now becoming apparent. Because they know that Hausa Fulani people are the most corrupt. By Hausa Fulani, I mean those Fulani areas and emirates being controlled by Fulani, because most of you do not know that Hausa people are not in charge of their land. Do you know that? No, you don't know. And we are here to tell you. Every emir that you see, with the exception of the ancient throne of the Shehu of Borno in the present day Islamic hotbed of Borno, all of them are Fulani princes. All of them, bar none. These are Fulani men ruling Hausa people. Because Hausa people were foolish enough to revolt against their own Habe kings. The Habe kings of Hausa land were overthrown by Hausa people working for the Fulani. The Fulani came and said to them, oh, we are bringing you a purer form of Islam. Islam is coming. It is good. If you do this, you get 100 virgins in heaven. And they joined in overthrowing their own government. And surprise, surprise, the new emirs, they are no longer called kings, they are now called emirs. The new emirs are all Fulani people. That is why Kano, a predominantly Hausa town, those of you that remember the politics of Aminu Kano, he refused to answer Alhaji. His name is Malam Aminu Kano. He was some of the few that came out to try to exert Hausa hegemony, but it did not work. Today, Lamido Sanusi, the former CBN governor, is a Fulani man, but he is in a Hausa throne. The emir of Kano is a Fulani man in a Hausa land. You see why you must listen to Radio Biafra? Do you see why we are different? Do you see where we deploy our education? Everything we have read, everything we have studied, we bring it to try and enlighten and educate our people. That is where we are formidable. Very simple. We continue. Sokoto fell to the British. Bida said no. Yola said no. All these things goes to point to the fact that I told you before that all these other people said no. The people that is your problem is Fulani. Fulani is the problem of the zoo. Fulani and those stupid Hausa people that allow themselves to be convinced. That is why Rocha Sokrocha is a malam. That is why Rocha Sokrocha is better off dead. Rocha Sokrocha is evil, and all those following him. All those saboteurs of Biafra in Bilie Human Rights Initiative who are with Rocha Sokrocha are enemies of the people. And they must fall. They must fall. Mark my words somewhere. There will be no forgiveness. There will be no forgiveness. They will work with the enemy, and we will kill them. Be rest assured. Mark my words this very morning. There will be no forgiveness whatsoever. None whatsoever. We continue. These people are incredible. British people. Anyway, let's continue. Bida gets presents of £500 at a time and a subsidy of £3,000. These are big money. Even a petty chief like Buza, now they begin to insult us. Listen to the British. Even a petty chief. This is Lugard writing, you know, not us. This is Frederick Lugard, the creator of the zoo, writing to the company that sent him. Even a petty chief like Busa gets a small subsidy. How then could Frenchmen secure important treaties for nothing at all? The British brought bribery and corruption. The French came and explained that they are here to explore. We are here to do XYZ. You know, in French, you know, French is a very sweet language when they speak it. Maybe these men, they'll fall asleep. As therefore, they say the French is a very romantic language. As people are speaking it, people are falling asleep and are signing their treaties on the way. The French came with nothing and did deals with these people as men. It was the British that brought money. Do you see how the British brought corruption in? In order for the British to secure treaty, they had to buy it. Even where the French had treaties before, the British will go and give them money and say that the French never gave you any treaty. British. Oh, dear Lord. We are here to expose them, and we must do so. Expose all their evils, all their lies, all their deception, all their underhand games that they were playing, because they think that they are God, but they are not. Only one God there is, Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and not man. God forbid, not man. Some of you think that development is impossible out of Africa. Biafra is about to prove everybody wrong. We are not here to fight with people. We are not here to challenge anybody. No, we are here to fulfill the promise that God made to us. If there is no Biafra, then don't worry, because there is no God. But because we know there is God, because we know He, the same way He was yesterday, He will be today and forevermore. That is why we know that Biafra is coming, that we may be able to build a civilization that mankind will be proud of. We want to let the world know that without Biafra, Africa will continue to wallow in poverty. Africa can never, ever be developed without Biafra. They know it. The white people know this. They understand it very well. That is why most of them, the criminal-minded ones, don't want Biafra to emerge. What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of Biafra? We ask them. Why? We are hardworking. We are not warmongers. We don't go to war. We don't kill people. Therefore, why are you afraid of people who are predominantly Christians from emerging as a nation? Because according to Lugard, Lugard never met Nigeria. He created it. Or the king of Bida was different, or in a different country from the king of Bauchi, different country from the king of Borno, different country from the king of Yola, different country from the king of Sokoto. That is why you went about making treaties with all these people, because they are not in one country. How come after making treaties with them, you then join them in one country? Britain wants to leave the EU. Why don't you belong to the EU and stay there? Why not? The truth is being revealed. This is Radio Biafra. The news we give you here, you don't get it anywhere else. You don't. You can never. Not in a billion years. We are here to educate, to enlighten people. And we must do so. And I continue. Again, they say here that once a Frenchman has got his soi disant treaty, he clears out, and if the French want to come into the country with which they have made a treaty, they invariably have to fight, which shows that the treaty was nil. Mison's methods, of which we have some accurate knowledge, are a case in point. The French will come and make treaty according to the British, and listen to what Britain said, and if the French want to come into the country, the French made treaties with all these people, different countries, mind you, different countries, but they bound them together. Today you are Togo, tomorrow you are Niger, the other day you are Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire, as the case may be. From answering your name as a country to answering a very pathetic name, to the case of Ghana, it is called Gold Coast. Is Gold Coast the name of a country? But you met kings when you went to Ghana. You met kings when you went to Togo. You met kings when you went to Dahomey. Dahomey is an original ancient country. Do you know what they did? They even removed the name Dahomey. They removed it from the map. Kanem Borno was an ancient empire. Ancient, very, very old. You know what they did? They removed it. No more. Do you see how they systematically destroyed the taproot of Africa? Dahomey was a very strong, viable country on its own. I remember a film I watched as a child. The sister of the king, no, the daughter of the king of Dahomey, who was killed in a battle, I think it was taken to Denmark. And people were making fun of her. And she stood proudly on the streets to tell them that she is a princess, that as they are trying to torture her, that her brother is on the throne of Dahomey. Reminding them. I can never forget. I don't think I was up to 9 years old when I watched that very movie. in black and white in those days. And I will never forget it. Dahomey is a very ancient country today. Is there any Dahomey? The answer is no. It's called Benin Republic. Africans, the stupidity of African people is staggering. Only if you knew your history. Only if you knew where you came from. The same way we discovered where we come from. We Biafrans. That is why we are insisting that Biafra must come. Because we are the children of God. Biafra land is more holy than any other piece of land on this very earth. There is none like Biafra. There is no other place. We answer the children of God, Umuchukwu, Umu Obase. The meaning of Umuchukwu is the children of God. The children of God. Which other place on this earth has that name? That is why I laugh at people that kneel before Yoruba pastors. You bring curse upon yourself and your entire country. You are an insulter. Anyway, in fact, some of you were fathered by Hausa men. What do you know? If you're going to Yoruba church, you're not just a child of Lucifer. Your father is Hausa, Fulani, or Yoruba. You are not and can never be a Biafran. Impossible. No genuine Biafran can go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor for prayers. You must be mad. You must be insane. We continue. Meanwhile, yesterday and today, the people I have sent to purchase food cannot get a single yam. The men in the camp pick up some, but there are a few, if any, women hawking goods as at Yashikera, Kayama, where the air resounded from morning till night with the monotonous cry of the women crying their goods for sale. There is a report in camp that the king has given orders that no provision are to be sold to us. I trust it may not prove true, for 415 rations are daily wanted. Borogo is a trying country to travel in. The name of the country they call it is Borgu. B-O-R-G-U. According to Lugard, Lugard knows the meaning of the word country because he was a soldier. He is now telling you about these countries that existed within the present-day Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Where are those countries? You don't know that the more you allow those countries to be destroyed, the more your history, your taproot, your heritage is being destroyed. Most of you do not know. But we are here to tell you. That is what we are going to present this. In fact, we must go through all of this. We must go through it before we conclude it, because this is quite rich. Although it's very lengthy, it's very, very rich, in fact. The Leman was all the afternoon with the king and came as he had promised to me after nightfall. He is an old man, somewhat garrulous but shrewd. I found out from him that the real obstacle is that the king, or rather the people, are possessed by his prophecy that if the king sees a European, he will die within 3 months. And of course they did. Can you wonder, are we not dead already? We only saw you for 1 minute and we are dead already. He said that nothing would induce him to allow me to see the king. Moreover, as he justly remarked, supposing that the king, who is old and blind, did happen in the course of nature to die within 3 months, what would happen to the prince of the Yashikera, who had so strong urged our coming, and to himself? Mentally, I went a step further and thought what a hole we should be if the silly old pagan died now. Do you see how they're insulting us? Lugard called us silly old pagan. But he will come in the front of you and he'll be smiling and dancing and say, oh yes, we have come from the company in peace. We come from Britain in peace. But behind your back, he's insulting you, calling you an old pagan, an old fool. Who told you they're pagans? What was the form of their worship, their religion? They were worshipping God. This was how the so-called Christians of Britain deceived everybody else. What is the meaning of Chukwu Abiama? Chukwu Abiama means God. We started worshipping Chukwu Abiama before the British Isles were formed. We started worshipping Chukwu Abiama before the first person set foot on British soil. You come to our land and you tell us that we are pagans. And some of you idiots accepted it. You're pagans because you have something to do by the white people. No, that is evil. We knew God before them. We are the... Show me a place in Britain that answers in English, children of God. Show me a village in Britain that said these people were created by God. Umuchoke. Show me the place in Britain. They never knew God. They were idol worshippers. They never knew God. How dare they come into our land to tell us about God? Who are they? Who are they? But unfortunately, some of you fools fell for it. And that is why you are poor. That's why your cleaners, you wash plates abroad. That's why your security guards, because you fell for their rubbish. You fell for their charm. You fell for their nonsense. You fell for their deceit and their lies. We have woken up. And there is no going back. We get Biafra or everything else dies in it. The last obstacle is being removed as we speak. Oh, Wazirike has fallen. The last obstacle, as I told you, is going. Now the road and is very smooth and straight. Direct to our destination. This is our freedom. We are marching ahead. We continue. I thanked the old man and said I will be glad to know the reason and not to have evasive answers and false reasons. I had once been placed in this identical position at Ankole, but the king agreed to send his son, who made blood brotherhood with me, and four old counselors to whose words he pledged himself. The Liman said that he will be the king's proxy and will bring a confidential slave from the king who would witness everything he said or did. I pressed the matter of four leading chiefs, but it seemed that they are afraid to see a white man as the king is. I don't believe this, for the king's son came to see me yesterday, and later the old Liman said, incidentally, that so soon as the matter was settled, I should be flooded with visitors. He wished, of course, to keep the whole game in his hands and aggrandize himself and secure a regal present. In consequence, it will be a difficult matter to handle, for if I offend him, my chance is gone. The man was very right. If you see a white person, you will die. Are we alive today? We are not, no? I then said that as he professed to be a man of such influence, he said that it was he who put the king of Kayama on his throne. Do some of you know where Kayama is? Go and read your history. And the king who was wholly guarded by him, how it was that he came to see me secretly by night. This hit the roof of the matter, for I well knew that the absence of any present of a single yam or water meant that things were not yet right. The king had insisted on my messengers bringing a present. I had refused and said that as his guest, it was right he should first send me food and water at once on my arrival. We had not come to trade, nor was I a trader, but an officer and his guest by invitation. It was on this subject mainly that the Liman had got to the king. He now said he had wholly succeeded, that the king had had the drums beaten around the town for everyone to bring yams, and tomorrow or next day they will be there with the water. It is the custom to send, as at Kayama, a great number of women carrying gourds of water. Not only I take it, it is a civility to save our drawing, but it means, I suppose, that we are welcome to the water, an entirely African idea. Thus, in East Africa, it is for permission to draw water that hunger is demanded. Till the king had sent three presents, the Lima said he could not come openly. All the people were most eager to see us and to see our camp, but dare not come till this had taken place, not knowing the king's attitude towards us. If true, I have scored a point and made the king climb down. It appears, however, that the reason the chiefs had not visited me is not because they fear the prophecy which they refers to the king only, but because the king has not yet sent yams and water. After this interview, I gave the old man a piece of brocade. And this is the saboteur that came to, you know, saboteur didn't start today. The layman is an old man in the village, a wise man to the king. He came to meet the white people at night to try to plot a way for the downfall of his own kingdom. This is exactly what some of you do, isn't it? After this interview, I gave the old man a piece of brocade and a quire so as to also of the crested Mohammedan paper. Oh God. Crested Mohammedan paper. My goodness. He was greatly pleased. It seemed now as though everything depends on him at the moment. I told him with great force the urgent necessity of haste. Traders come and settle down for a month to sell their goods. We have no such of them, but are bound for a distant country, and each day's halt costs us a bale of cloth to feed our men. Nothing can be done till the king's present comes, and he assures me that it will be here tomorrow. I then told Joseph to take him off and have a quiet talk with him and broach the subject of the treaty and tell him it is Eastman provision from memory. This he says he did, and the layman said there will be no difficulty now that the matter was in his hands. that the matter are in his hands. This is exactly how the British go about their business, how they lie, cheat, and deceive people. He said he has not come to trade, but sign this document, please. Sign it very quickly. Sign it, because we are in a hurry to leave there to go to another country. Once you sign it, you become a slave forever, which is what is happening today, isn't it? Are we not slaves to the British till today? The answer is yes. We continue our news presentation this very morning. It is very lengthy. You must bear with us, but it is something necessary for us to do. We are continuing this very morning to report that Owazurike's commanders take over Masop headquarters. No fewer than four people were this morning feared dead and scores wounded. That was yesterday morning, as the commanders of the Movement for the Actualization of Sovereignty of Biafra Masop toppled the embattled leader of the group, Chief Owazurike, and took over the national headquarters of the movement in Okwe, Onimo local government area of Imo State. According to eyewitness accounts, heavy fighting started at the high walled premises that served as the administrative headquarters of Masop as early as 7:30 a.m. when armed thugs numbering over 5,000 invaded Masop headquarters to dislodge the commanders who had earlier taken over the premises on the alleged orders of Masop leader. That is what he does. He will convince the people who are now commanders. We are once convinced that Nnamdi Kanu is a saboteur of the struggle, and they were all chanting and dancing. Today, what is happening? The same place where I was taken down as a hostage. The same place where I was tortured. The same place today is crumbling. They are dying on that very soil, as I told them that they would. I told them, you will die here. The same place where I was given a kangaroo trial, all film that is on video, today that place is boiling. That is what he does. He'll go and convince. I have told people before, if your brother or your sister is a mass up there, idiots, please tell them to come out of it. Because they are finished. They are finished. They are armed. They said they are a peaceful organization. They never fought Hausa Fulani. They never fought Boko Haram. They never fought anybody. Only their own kind. So when it comes to killing yourselves, Nigeria, Jonathan will give you, there will be no longer Nigeria police. Nobody will be there because you're killing yourselves. But when you're going on rallies, they arrest you. When it comes to killing yourself, the police commissioner will say, oh, carry on and deplete your own numbers. These are so-called Biafrans. Mad people. According to these eyewitness reports, about 5,000 thugs invaded the headquarters to dislodge the commanders who had earlier taken over the premises on the alleged orders of the Masop leader. Speaking with the newsman on the phone, the National Secretary of the Movement, Comrade Ugwuoke Ibem Ugwuoke, confirmed that they were attacked by thugs allegedly recruited by the erstwhile leader, Owazurike, who stormed the headquarters with sophisticated weapons, but they were resisted by Masop commanders who had already taken over the secretariat. They came with weapons. We are asking for weapons. But Nigerian police gave Owazurike weapons. I told you people, they will give Owazurike weapons to fight you. Didn't I say that to you? Our people don't listen, do they? They do not listen. They don't listen. Go back to Radio Biafra broadcast, you will see that we derive no joy in reading this news. It's very shameful and very sad. But we must speak the truth, because that is what we swore to do, to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. Very, very important. We continue to report today that Britain's Royal Air Force plans to send 3 fighter jets to help in locating more than 2,000. No! Britain is coming to prepare for what is to come. Britain is coming for a reconnaissance. They are coming to prepare to support Hausa Fulani people again, because they know the zoo is crumbling. That is why they are coming. Why is the Royal Air Force coming? ISIS is in very close to Baghdad. Afghanistan is not yet secure. What is Britain doing? Sending their jet fighters to come. They have come again. And this must be resisted. They have come again. British people should stay in Britain. They should stay in Britain, not come to meddle. The mess we are in is their fault. They caused it. This rubbish happening, it is the fault of the British, not of any other person. It is the British. A British government source told the Times that the jets would help the How do you use the jets to look for girls? The American drones could not find them. Satellite imaging. I can see anywhere I want by going on Google. Can't you use Google? What are your jets doing? Another colonization. The total subjugation of Biafra. Africans don't reason very well. So it would not come to me as a surprise if from looking for Chibok girls, they land their aircraft. The aircraft will land somewhere now, isn't it? That becomes a British Air Force base. From there, they will expand. They will look for yam. They will look for chicken from surrounding areas. The same way that Lugard came, the British are coming again. this time around to ensure your destruction. Mind you, they want your population depleted anywhere. They want to reduce your numbers. But Britain has forgotten that the white people you have in New Zealand are British. The whites you have in Australia are British. Those in Canada are British. Those in North America are British. Their population is also as big, if not bigger, than most African countries. But most of you don't know that, do you? You don't know that. But they are coming to kill you, to poison your water. They are going to make sure that your numbers go down. You are fighting with Ebola. What the British will bring with them will be worse than that. Don't let them land in your village. Don't let them come in. That is the way they come. Oh, we are coming to help you. Remember Lugard? Oh, we are coming to help. Don't worry. We are in a hurry. It's just a treaty. Just sign here. And after that, you're finished. From looking for Chibok girls, now they start looking for minerals and oil. That's what they will do. Don't let them come in. Don't. But of course, Jonathan will, because he's a fool. That is the news this very morning. And we also want to touch upon this issue of defense headquarters. They lie anyway, so why are we interested? They said it was a fake soldier. What do you expect them to say? What do you expect them to say? These are the people giving arms to Wazulike to go and kill his own people he comes in fighting for. He has never killed not one single Malam. But how is that people are giving him weapons to go and kill his own people, to storm and kill his own kind? But they got what they deserve yesterday. And we must give our support to the commanders who are there. We must give our support to them. Morally, of course. Morally, and otherwise if need be. But this very animal called Wazulike is finished. He is a dead man walking. And vultures will eat his flesh. With his blood we will purify our land and then march on to Gangue Biafra. He's a dead man walking. Dead man walking. We tell him. That is our news this morning. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call is +44 793 769 8758. I had the barrister with me before. The barrister is on the phone and I believe he's also there. Please, barrister, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Please continue.
Yeah, thank you, director. I hope I'm coming out clearly.
Loud and clear. Please proceed.
Thank you. Yes, director, in our theories, sometimes it's very, very weakening when you hear how somebody from a different country came to exploit you in defeat, came to exploit you with lies, and then turn around and see you as a liar. It beggars belief. Director, as you read this, a lot of our people are angry. The way we've been stitched together uncompromisingly. They put us together as if we are chickens in a cage. Bring Bruno, put in that cage. Bring Yola in that cage. Bring Yobe in the same cage.
Sokoto.
Bring Akure in the same cage. Sokoto, Mina. Name it. In the same cage. Lock them up. Take all that belongs to them. Let's go home. They will look for us. Director, it's not only Africa. In Greece, the same thing was done. In India, the same thing was done. But ours is more pronounced. Because in India, they resisted. A lot of Indian people died. They swore, instead of Britain to rule them, enslave them, all of them will die.
I remind you of one of them, please, barrister. I hasten to cut him.
Go ahead.
His name is Tipu Sultan. Tipu Sultan. Go and
absolutely.
Google his name, Tipu Sultan.
Absolutely.
That was the man that said he would rather die. He said instead of him to live on his knees for 2,000 years, he would rather live on his feet for a day. He would rather die than be a slave to the British.
One minute remains.
Absolutely, director. Yes. It's not only Africans that were enslaved, but ours is more painful, more pronounced, more continuous as we talk. Indians, in one way, freed themselves and flooded themselves into this country. That is why wherever you are, wherever you go, you see Indians there. Heathrow airport, any bank, go to the councils. They are all there. Is a revenge attack they came for. For Africans, we are still yet to develop that brain of resistance. We haven't got it yet. But Biafrans are beginning to go to that line. But we are not praying to remain abroad. We want to go home. But the evil that has been placed upon us has wreaked a lot of havoc upon.
Yes, because as they said we had a minute, which means that unlike what we are told by the British, this particular line is also a British line. Barrister, this very line, we will not be able to take calls again on it because they have lied to us. They said we can receive calls in 190 countries, but it's a lie. It's a deceit. It is a fraud. Therefore, we are going to continue the presentation of our program this morning. May I please ask the barrister to try and return to me, try and come back to me via Skype, please, on Radio Biafra 1. We are using Radio Biafra 1 and the other telephone line, which is plus. We are using the other line. We are using the other line. We have lost the barrister. Barrister, please try and get back to me. Try and come back to me via Skype, please, if you can. Come to me via Skype on Radio Biafra 1, if you can. Radio Biafra 1 or plus 233-549-354543. I repeat, plus 233-549-354-543. They said they wouldn't charge us. They have taken over £60 from us now. And for 45, I think our barrister was on the line for, say, approximately an hour. And they have taken all of that money. It's incredible. Whereas they said to us that we have free roaming. We are on calls and we can take calls anywhere. But it's the British. They have lied to us once again. The number to call this very morning is plus 233-549-354-543. Or you can come to us via Skype, please. Our Skype line is simply Radio Biafra 1. And we are coming to you live and direct this very morning, please. And this other line, incidentally, has packed up completely. It has packed up not due to anything extraordinary, due to the fact that they want also to be charging us as we're taking calls, which is not acceptable, which is not on. Therefore, we proceed and we are making our Skype line available. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. If you want to call us this morning, please endeavor to call us via plus 233-549-354-543. I repeat, plus 233-549-354-543. Let's go to Skype and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller, no, they are not. Maybe they heard me. I don't know. I heard the static and they are no longer there. Please, if you want to speak to us this morning, you have two means through which you can be able to do so as we work on the alternatives later on after this very program. The number is plus 233-549-354-543, or you can come to us via Skype, Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1 is what we are using. If you call us on that very number, you will be able to get us. Radio Biafra 1, if you call us, you will get us. We are coming to you this very morning. The time here now, if I am not mistaken, the time here now is approximately 6 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. 6 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning, and this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line. Somebody has called us on the phone line. Let us see if they are there. Of course they are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Good morning from here.
My name is Onyemechi,
yes, go ahead.
I'm calling from Indonesia. Like last night, I called. There is so many things that I'm interested in. But they said that that was the last one I did. So I'm completely for this morning.
My brother, your line is not... My brother, please. Your line is not clear. I don't know why. It's not. I want you to say what you want to say, but it's not very clear. Please try and call us back or change your system. Change what you're using to call us and try something else, please. try something new. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Okechukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
What is your full name? Give me your full name.
My name is Okechukwu Ebuna. I'm calling from Malaysia.
So, how come you're calling me with a Skype name, Nonso Oruche? Who is that?
Okay, he's my brother.
Okay.
We are staying together.
Okay,
in San
okay. Wonderful. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I called to, you know, to tell you that I'm so much happy with, you know, with what you have been doing for us for years now. You know, I'm really happy about it. And I'm strongly believe that by the special grace of God, we are going to have our country. Because what has been happening in Nigeria is very, very bad. And I don't think we can continue with it again. So I'm believing God that very soon Biafra will stand. So okay. I call to commend you because you are really doing a wonderful work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I am also grateful for your call. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. I want our brother who called from Indonesia to try and please call us back again. Your line wasn't very clear. And if you are seeking to speak to us this very morning, and my dear brother, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. He's calling to appreciate the work that we are doing, which we must continue to do by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama. By his grace, we must continue to do it. This is Radio Biafra this very morning. I'm not even sure if I did introduce myself before. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, I will continue to serve my country. I will continue to do so. That is what I have been born to do. That is what I will continue to do until Biafra comes and beyond. It is our duty, our responsibility to make sure that Biafra comes to fight for the freedom of Biafra and to secure it. That is why we do what we do. And that is why we are going to succeed. That is why Chukwu Abiama is with us. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please turn your system down if you may. Turn it down, please. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please. Turn your system down. Turn it down.
Let me turn it down. Just now.
Please. Turn it down.
Hello?
Yes, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah. My name is Carlos.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, my dear brother. Morning.
Yeah, it is my pleasure to hear from you this morning. I was one of the people who came and attacked me at Enugu.
You came to Enugu?
Yes, live.
That is wonderful.
I was there.
That is very good. I can still hear your system. Turn it down or you go away from the room where it is, please.
Turn it down or you go away from the room.
Okay. Anytime you hear my voice, that means you must turn down your system. You must turn it down. It is important.
I'll turn it down.
Go ahead.
So that day, for some months now, I heard that Uwazunike has led Pune to go and saw what you did.
That's correct.
In fact, I was astonished. Our Ramad was in any way. Whatever you have done, God will help you. We are going to get our Biafra, whether they like it or not, these group people. But let me tell you my name first. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you, but where you are is noisy. Yeah. You have to leave where you are. I can still hear some noise coming from the background. Where you are is because the whole world is listening.
And we want
to be professional. The whole world is listening. You don't want to hear your own voice. Later on, you can go and download it and listen to it. But for now, go away from where you are or turn it off completely so that the world can hear you. People are listening to you. They want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Francis Ebanyichukwu Ovora, calling from Oka in Biafra land.
Go ahead.
And calling in Biafra, Oka in Biafra land.
Yes.
I've been hearing so many people speaking in this radio, saying what they are saying. Even women, they are crying for our people here in this zoo country. This real zoo country, you know the name is zoo country. In fact, they are pursuing money. They are only pursuing money. They don't know what is going on. I installed this real Biafra in the house. And I'm listening to everything that is going on every morning and then. In our meeting, Kadu said, my colleagues, Biafran people, this is what I'm hearing from radio. Please come to my house and listen and see what is happening so that you can know what to do when the time reaches. And I want to advise that not everything that we want to do that we relay in this radio, because these two people, they are stupid people. They are stupid people. But I praise all of you and the rest of the people that are trying to see that things is going on. No matter what is happening, we are going to achieve Biafra, whether they like it or not.
Of course, he said.
I will sacrifice my life for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you this very morning from a position or from a location we are not at liberty to disclose to you yet, but we are here to do a very important work, and that work is going on unabated. We are continuing ceaselessly to do what is right and to make sure that this Biafra we are looking for comes, and that it comes in truth and honesty. We are going ahead. The number this morning, once again, is +233 549 354 543. I continue. +233 549 354 543. We must also make sure that we remind you also that Radio Biafra is using one Skype line this morning, Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1 is what we are using, and we invite you to come through Radio Biafra 1, please. Radio Biafra, all one word, 1. I don't know how many of you have managed to go out to preach this very gospel. Sometimes I don't know how many of you tell people that you are listening to Radio Biafra. This is what we must do on a daily basis. And hopefully from next week, our Tweet Tuesday will come back with a vengeance. A new team of people will be appointed to make sure that they are in charge of the tweeting. Our young ones, the students, those of them who are very internet savvy, we must ensure that they come up to continue to help us to do this very work, because that Twitter we were doing before was working very, very well, but for some reason it fizzled out in keeping with our people. But we are reviving it next week, Tuesday. The Twitch Tuesday will be back, and we shall go on to do this very work which we are here to do and must continue to do. Wherever you are, you're joining us. This is our live presentation, Radio Biafra Live program. I know that some of you may be finding it slightly difficult to try and get through, but you should be able to do so. The number to call, once again, is +233 549 354 543. We are going to stick with this very number because the other one, the British lied to us once again. They gave us information. They told us something which is not quite correct, which is not accurate, and that is not good enough. And on Skype, we are on Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1 is where we are on Skype. That is where we are. And that is where, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. We welcome you wherever you are, whoever you are, from whichever part of the world you're listening to us from, that this is Radio Biafra. And we do so every morning and every evening without fail. Every morning and every evening without fail. The number is +233 549 354 543. And on this very system, it is simply Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1, we are on Skype. I do not envisage any problems. I don't think there are any major problems, but we continue all the same. On a day we are reporting what Luga did, on a day we are reporting to the hearing of the world the very effort being made by the last obstacle on the road to Biafra restoration, as his own people are now seriously engaged in removing him. And he must be removed, and he's gone anyway. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Makribe, coming from Kebbi State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I was told, because I was not born when the First Biafra War was fought. I was told that during the...
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. What were you told? What were you told? Are you there? Can you hear me? You said you were saying something and then you stopped. What were you told? Can you hear what I mean? What were you told?
It didn't cut.
You were the one waiting. You didn't land.
I'm hearing you now.
Go ahead. What were you told?
I was told that Gabon, Cote d'Ivoire, and Tanzania was in support of the other Biafra. So my question is, this present struggle, is there any way that the other country is still supporting us up to today?
Yes, because they never withdrew their support. They never took back their support. So technically, they are still supporting us. They are still supporting us because they never withdrew their support. So they are still supporting us. Yes.
Do we support what Mama Gaddafi did? Because he's totally against the white people, the Europeans.
Yes, of course. We are, but one thing we cannot be in support of is tyranny. In as much as people can oppose imperialistic tendencies, we don't want you to be oppressive towards your own people. You don't kill your people at will. You don't oppress them. That is not good. But these are Arabs. And Arabs, in fact, Islam is not synonymous with democracy. So it's understandable. Ever since Saddam Hussein left, you have seen what has happened. Islam do not understand democracy. That is why we cannot be the same country with them. They took away Muammar Gaddafi. What do you have? You have rampant Islamization. Death and mayhem on the streets of Libya. Is that not correct?
Yeah, but you said that Nigeria should be divided into three.
Yes.
It's like in supporting of division of Nigeria.
Yes. What is wrong with that?
I will support what he says. And he's an Muslim. We will support his idea.
Who's
and his ideology.
Whose ideology? You mean Muammar Gaddafi's ideology?
Yeah.
Was Muammar Gaddafi championing the division of Libya? Did Muammar Gaddafi come out to say, I am...
Right.
Is anything wrong with that?
We are in the Kebbi State. This is the way time reach. Let us know before... So that we will not be the victim of that war.
No problem. No problem. You won't be. You won't be a victim of any war. You will not be. This is Radio Biafra. You will not be any... I don't know. I cannot understand the correlation between what we are doing and Muammar Gaddafi. I don't get it. Because Muammar Gaddafi was not championing the division of his country. Muammar Gaddafi was more interested in power and in more Islamic Arabic hegemony. Muammar Gaddafi was not... an advocate of freedom from the way I understand it. He may be championing it. But after all, by the time he was killed, he was getting very close to the West. He was becoming very close to them. So I don't know why they even killed him in the first place. I don't know why. Somebody will tell us one day. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? My Lord. I can hear them, they cannot hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, of course. You called and I'm sure you can hear me from where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Good afternoon from Malaysia.
And good morning from somewhere we are not at liberty to tell you. Please go ahead.
My name is Okechukwu Okechukwu.
Yes.
I'm from Umudim Navy in Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a news I saw in the Biafra main page that British are sending bombers to the zoo to help for the Church of the Chibok Girls.
That is correct.
There's another news I saw of the beheading of American journalists in Iraq.
Yes.
And there's some underlying news about it that the man that beheaded that journalist speak England English. They speak the Conk London English. That there is a suspect that the man is from British. So my question now is, are they sending, going to look for Chibok girls? Or are they sending, maybe the Boko Haram weapon have finished. They are sending them another weapon, using it to camouflage that they are going to look for Chibok girls. But they are actually sending them the weapon they are using to kill the children of God. So I want you to think about that, because those people, I don't believe any word they said. Any word that comes from British, I don't believe it.
Nobody should, because as we read this morning from the lecture, which unfortunately the line couldn't allow myself and barrister to continue, it's very, very apparent, it is very, very clear that you cannot trust anything the British tell you, because they are liars and cheats and deceivers. It is there historically. That is the way they have always been. They come to you pretending that they are friends, but they are not your friends. They want something from you. They deceive you. They lie to you. They take what they want and they clear off. They, as you said quite rightly, maybe they are supplying Boko Haram covertly. Our people don't know this. They are giving arms to Boko Haram to make sure that Boko Haram completes that very job. Britain do not want Biafra to emerge, and Britain will give, continue to give arms to anybody that will cause maximum damage and that will continue to propagate the message of Islam. British government are Islamic. They are Islamic.
Yes.
They will support anybody that will kill Christians. Once you're a Christian, you are in the sight of the British. Once you know God and the British are after you, you are finished. They will support anybody, including all the forces of darkness, to come after you and to kill you. That is the way they are. And they are doing the same thing now. You will see what they will leave the area they are going to. They will start bombing Christians where they are. That is the manner of the British. That is the way they are. Anybody who does what we are saying should go back to British history. They have never, ever supported the emergence of any Christian nation before. Impossible. Britain do not support freedom. Britain don't understand what freedom means. Only if you are in their country, yes, they will protect you with their laws. But apart from that, if you're outside Britain, you are on your own.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, because the thing is giving me concern, because I know the way they operate. They will come saying another thing, but they mean another thing.
Of course.
So people in that zoo should be watchful, because those things they are sending there, they are sending the Boko Haram more weapon to be killing people.
Of course, they are. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for calling. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.